This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
She keeps them always shined on in a pretty cabinet. Peppermint cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time, an imitation you can't decline. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, got fine and gelatine. Beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? Oh, 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 oh. To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, try now. Then again, incidentally, she's a naturally from Paris. Naturally, she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
That was Killer Queen by Queen. When that song first came out, Freddie Mercury said that that song was about a sex worker, a high-class call girl, but he wanted to leave the rest up to your interpretation, which is quite fitting for this time of night on this particular evening. The time is 3 minutes past 11. It is a Monday night, and that can only mean one thing. Free your mind!
Sex worker, and yes, it does.
In girls with the good sense, I am beyond the pretense. Bang hooker,
sex worker,
wench, bow, metal mind.
Listen up close while I take it backwards. Oh, okay, I begins to gather to me, which I want. I'm not a prostitute.
Sex workers,
but I can give you what you want.
Sex worker, damn it.
Get some.
Tuned in to the Vixen Hour. Sex workers setting the record straight on Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Red Umbrella Radio.
That's right, you are on the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. The Vixen Hour is your weekly radio show that explores life, issues and the world from a sex worker's perspective. This is your opportunity to challenge the stereotypes and prejudice that you might have about sex work and hear from the actual voices of sex workers ourselves. We are Out Loud and Proud. This is the only community radio program in the world that is publicly broadcasted to your radios every week, as well as being available online to stream, as well as being available via podcast that is 100% presented and produced by sex workers. Turn it up.
All discussions presented on the Vixen Hour are made in the interest of community information and are not intended to induce any individual to seek employment in the sex industry. For more information in this area, we recommend individuals to get in contact with their local sex work organisation. The Vixen Hour. Everyone has an opinion about sex work. Make yours an informed one.
Joy 94.9.
If at any point you would like to interact with the program, you can do so by sending us a text message on 0427 Joy 949, that's 0427 569 949, or sending us an email at onair@joy.org.au. We would love to hear from you. And those messages come directly into the studio. So, yay, if you send us a text message, we'll get it right here live and read it out. Awesome. Now, joining me in the studio is Anastasia.
Good evening, Christian.
Hi, Anastasia. So Anastasia joined us a few weeks ago to talk about sex work and mental health, but she's joining me tonight because tonight's a really fun show. We thought we would do the topic of sex work and music.
Yay!
Yay! So sex work features a lot in music.
It does, a lot more than I expected.
Yeah, and in a lot of different ways, hey. One of the first ways I thought we might explore how sex work plays out in music is to actually look at... We'll start off in sort of the negative space. So looking at how music can actually perpetuate things like whorephobia and stereotypes, because there is a lot out there.
Absolutely.
And I think we sort of put a little call out on Facebook for people to, you know, nominate either their favourite or least favourite sex worker song or sex worker related songs. And I think by far the one of the ones that sex workers don't like at all is Roxanne by The Police, which is, you know, a song a lot of people like, but for sex workers it's a bit touchy.
Just a bit, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of presumptions that are sort of made in the song. I'll play a little snippet for you now. Here is Sting and The Police with Roxanne.
You don't have to put on the red light. Those days are over.
On and on they go. It's an interesting one.
Interesting, yes.
What do you think?
What do I think? There's a lot of things that I really don't like about that song. Mm-hmm. I don't like the assumption that, or I didn't like, whether it's right or it's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Like you don't
like
care.
Yeah,
it's
like you don't
right.
care. You haven't thought about it. It's not an issue for you.
Yeah. So there's a lot of presumptions that are made. The opening line is, you know, you don't have to turn on that red light, or you don't have to put on this dress. It's like if any other male partner in a relationship said to someone, "Oh, you don't have to work." Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, you don't have to work. I can just keep you at home. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do any work. It's like, well, honestly, you're not responsible for me. That's... How am I going to make money if I don't go out and do the job that I'm doing?
And there's this sort of 1950s chauvinism that, you know, it's a man's job to sort of provide for, you know, the poor woman.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it didn't sit well with me.
No.
Another way that people have sort of used whorephobia is making this automatic assumption that being a sex worker is a shameful thing. So they'll use particular words in a really, really really derogatory way.
Yes.
And one of the songs that I feel does this, and I feel really let down because there's a lot of people in our community who likes this artist. I mean, anyway, it's Pink and an unreleased song from a few years ago called Hooker. I'll play the chorus and I'll let people make up their mind.
Let's have a bit of a listen.
Hey. So this is Pink with Hooker. It does come with a language warning. So, yeah, bad words coming up right now. Here we go. Really, Pink?
So we're out there selling our souls.
But, and the most annoying thing about that song is she's not even singing about a sex worker. So when you listen to it, she's singing about it being in this club and there's this, you know, woman who's like got a lot of attitude and is like really, really sassy. And she obviously has sort of some sort of personal conflict with this person and she doesn't like her. So she sings this song singing that she's a hooker.
Yeah, so it's a double problem. I mean, not only is she being derogatory towards someone whose attitude she just happens not to like, but she's also using, you know, sex workers just getting rolled in the process.
Yeah, yeah. So we are sort of like her ammunition again in her personal fight against someone, which I find really problematic.
Yeah.
Oh, which is such a letdown because I think a lot of people think that Pink is really, really socially active on like a number of issues and she sang that song, you know, Dear Mr. President. So, you know, for somebody to, I guess, take on a lot of those attitudes and then to actually turn around and sing about us in that way, yeah, I felt was just a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no one's perfect, but yeah, that's a nasty piece of work, that one.
We're going to go to some messages now, but when we come back, we're going to talk about, well, when musicians think that they can be sex workers. You're listening to The Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hey boy, take a look at me. Let me dirty up your mind. I'll strip away your heart veneer and see what I can find.
That was Queer by Garbage. Shirley Manson. She sounds really sexy. And I really liked Garbage when I was in high school. Now, the term queer we can understand to be, you know, gay. And in that sense of the word, according to Garbage's drummer, Butch Vig, the song is about a boy who is perceived as queer by his father, who sends him to a sex worker to make him a man, basically. It turns out that the father also uses the same sex worker, has some of the same issues, as we learn by the lyrics, like father, like son. And the song is about sort of this unique insight, presumably, that this sex worker has into this dysfunctional family, which is a really weird
It really is very peculiar.
Yeah. Which is funny. When I grew up, I really liked this song. And then when I found out what Butch, well, what they had said the song's meaning was, I felt a bit let down.
See, now this is why I like songs written in languages that I can't understand.
Well, what do you make of that? Like, after sort of listening to that song, going through the lyrics, what do you make of that reading of that song?
The sex worker may have good insight into other people's sexuality. I mean, certainly they get a good idea of how people respond to them. But I don't like the idea of them sounding so very judgmental about people they're seeing, because that's not what we're like at all.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree. And there seems to be this, well, I'm guessing Shirley Manson isn't a sex worker. The person who wrote this song isn't a sex worker. They're presuming to think that a sex worker would be that judgmental about the clients that they see.
Yeah, it's almost like their fantasy of how a sex worker ought to be.
Yeah.
And it really isn't based in reality at all.
No, because, I mean, if we were that judgmental, it would actually make our job really exhausting.
Oh, either really exhausting, or we'd never see anyone that matched up to our standards.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just wondering why people would do this in music. I think people think that it's an interesting perspective, perhaps, and that they like to embody somehow a sex worker that would have, like, I don't know, I guess a unique thing to say about a particular situation. What do you think?
I hate to say it, but I think that it's more shock value.
Yeah.
I think it's more just, look at what we're doing. You know, we're terribly edgy and, you know, we're this, that and the other thing. But, you know. Yeah.
Which was very cool in the 90s.
Yeah. But, you know, they've obviously done no research.
Yeah. Or spoken to actual
sex workers. Or spoken to sex workers, yeah.
Yeah, well, it would be interesting to, like, find out if they actually had. Mm. But, yes, I think since then we've become a lot more aware of things like, you know, cultural appropriation and, you know, respecting, I guess, minority groups and not assuming that you can speak on their behalf.
Absolutely. Things have changed a lot in that way, yeah.
But, look, a lot of songs have done this, and a lot of songs have done this and not really annoyed me as much as that song. So we're going to play another song now by Blondie, one that's quite actually well known, and is singing as a sex worker. So this is Blondie with Call Me. You're listening to The Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. You're with Anastasia and Christian.
Call me.
Call Me by Blondie, and that was sort of requested by David out there from the United States, hooray, who sent us a message on Facebook when we put out a call out around songs about sex work that people wanted to play. This one was recommended by Joseph. He wanted to hear House of the Rising Sun by Nina Simone. Here we go. You're on Joy 94.9.
In New Orleans, call it the Rising Sun, and it's been the run of many poor girls. Me, oh Lord, I'm one. Ma, listen what my mama said. We had a hard day, being so young and foolish. My Lord, did a gambler lead me astray? Mother,
Joy 94.9. That's right, you're on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. You're with Christian and Anastasia, and we are playing songs about sex work. And this one was requested by Cam. Hi, Cam, all the way up in Sydney. This is Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side. Starts off a bit slow. You're in the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. Christian and Anastasia. Text in 0427 Joy 949.
Please.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go, doo 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 doo. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. went to the Apollo. You should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
Lou Reed with Take a Walk on the Wild Side. That was for Cam, who requested that song. And there was a lovely little story that followed on with, from that song. And that was when Cam first heard that song, he knew that he wanted to be a sex worker. And which sort of leads into a bit of activity that I've been doing on social media.
a bit of activity I think a few of us have been engaging in.
Absolutely. And, it's been really great seeing people speak up. What Anastasia and I are talking about, of course, is a couple of weeks ago, Mia Friedman said on the ABC's Q&A program that she was on that she didn't want her daughter to grow up to be a sex worker, and made this presumption, this really presumptive statement that, you know, nobody grows up wanting to be a sex worker. And what I really love is that Cam, throughout the week, when we said we were going to do this topic on the Vixen Hour, posted, look, you know, when I grew up, I listened to this song and I knew I wanted to be a sex worker. So I've written a blog response. I might post that on our Facebook page. That is facebook.com/sexworkerradio, if people wanted to read that. Yeah, about, you know, what the effect is of somebody saying that they wouldn't want their child to grow up to be a sex worker. But we are playing songs to do with sex work, or songs that reference sex work, and we thought we might move away from some of the negative stuff that we were talking about earlier around whorephobia and stereotypes and presuming to know what sex workers would be singing about, and actually listen to some of our allies. So this is somewhat of an anthem for me that came out in the 90s by Salt and Pepper called None of Your Business. The thing I love about it is it's in sort of an attitude that they can take that, you know, it isn't sort of speaking on behalf of us or speaking for us. It's actually saying that, you know, we are allies.
Hey. Yeah, it's a really positive attitude for allies to have.
Absolutely. Let's hear it. This is Salt and Pepper, None of Your Business. It's a bit of a slow start. I can't pick this sample.
What's the matter with your life? Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend, it's none of your business. Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to, it's none of your business. So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time, it's none of your business. Now who do you think you are? Put in your G2 cents in. Don't you got nothing to do? Then worry about my friends. Check it. I can't do nothing, girl, without somebody bugging. I used to think that it was me, but now I see it wasn't. They told me to change and call me names, and so I popped one. Opinions are like assholes, and everybody's got one. I never poke my nose where I'm not supposed to. Believe me, it'd be something that I want, I'm stepping closer. I'm
I'm not one for playing high pole like the Hasa Diddy 90210 type of hoe. I treat a man like he treats me. The difference between a hooker and a hoe ain't nothing but a feat. So hold your tongue tightly. Wish you could be like me. You're popping all that mess only to stress and to spite me. Now you could get with that or you could get with this, but I don't give a shit, cause really it's none of your business.
1993, S&P, packing and macking, bamboozling and smacking suckers with this track and throw the beat back in.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight,
it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to,
it's none of your business.
So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time,
it's none of your business.
How many rules am I to break before you understand that your double standards don't mean shit to me? I know exactly what you say when I turn and walk away, but that's okay, cause I don't let it get to me. Now every move I make, somebody's clocking, so ask me nothing, will you just leave me alone? Never mind who's the guy that I took home to bone.
Okay, Miss Thing, never giving up skins. If you don't like him or his friends, what about that Benz? Your pet pet's got a ill rep with all that macaroni trap for rap. You better step, or better yet, get your head checked, cause I refuse to be played like I'm in his hand trick deck of cards. No, I ain't hard like the bitches on a boulevard. My face ain't scarred and I don't dance in bars. You can call me a tramp if you want to, but I remember the punk who just humped and dumped you. Or you can front if you have to, but everybody gets horny just like you. So, yo, ho, check it, double deck it, on a regular butt naked. Pep's ass gets respected, miss, but it's none of your business.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight,
it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to,
it's none of your business.
So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time,
it's none of your business.
So, the moral of this story is, who are you to judge? There's only one true judge and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job.
The salt and pepper's got it swinging again. The salt and pepper's got it swinging again.
Salt and pepper, none of your business. You know what I love about that song? It gave us the expression, opinions are like assholes, everybody's got one.
Oh, that's so the truth.
Along with all of the other, you know, amazing sex worker solidarity. And, you know, it was very ahead of its time because Salt and Pepper, as we know, did a lot of things like challenge slut shaming. And rather than speaking about sex workers as if they're some distant thing, what I like about that song is it says, you know, they're just like us and actually you shouldn't judge them.
And I think that that's a brilliant attitude for lots of people to have.
Yay. It's a true allies attitude. And speaking of true allies, I'm going to speak about Ella Fitzgerald, who was in 1918 on April 25 in Newport News, Virginia. Raised in Yonkers, New York, she fled an abusive father after her mother's passing, making money by singing and dancing on sidewalks of Harlem and warning sex workers of the arrival of police. Now, that is an awesome ally. So I thought I would play her song, Love for Sale, which was recommended by our friend in Queensland, Cassie. So this one's for you. This is Love for Sale by Ella Fitzgerald. You're on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
Love for sale. Appetizing young for sale, love that's fresh and still unspoiled, love that's only slightly soiled, love for sale. Of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Oh, love, new love, every love of a true.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
A voice for sex workers. The Vixen Hour. On Joy 94.9.
That's right, you are here on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. And before those messages, we did play Love for Sale by Ella Fitzgerald. Hooray, amazing. I love Ella. And it's sassy and naughty and, you know, delicious. And we were talking while that song was playing about how sex work really did feature in music very early on.
It did, and it's continued to do so all the way up till recently.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll hear a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're witnessing a lot more is actual sex workers producing music. So, and not just producing music, but we're about to play a sex worker artist who became a YouTube sensation overnight. This is Memphis Black, who's, you know, an urban sex worker who sings a lot about her experience. There is a language warning on this track. This track was requested by Mami Chula. Thanks for interacting with us on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/sexworkerradio. But in the meantime, this is Memphis Black featuring Smoker Hannes Jones with Got That Work.
Get it on my own. Being broke is never wrong.
me. You wanna name me, baby, when you're gonna have to pay. Ain't no such thing as no freebie, no bubble gum or wet pee. I need at least 3 G's to play with these DVDs. DJ, fuck up on you all. I'm on the track, I want it out. Getting money, breaking tricks is what this fat hoe is about. I fire up into this bitch before I leave, I burn it out. And out of my house, can't get no money, cause we smoking out. Your town and with my rubber sweep the streets, man. I ain't always been a piece of crap that took me out my leash, and now I'm all overseas. Checking mail just like a clerk. Man, I got these tricks addicted to the way I put the word.
Got That Work by Memphis Black and Smoker Hannes Jones. Amazing. Well, I think it's amazing that, you know, two street-based sex workers can actually get on YouTube and start producing music and actually talking about their own experience and sharing that with the world. Like,
yeah, I think it's amazing the amount of appeal that it had with mm-hmm. people. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that got 150,000 hits on YouTube. So, you know, people like took note. And I guess that's what we were talking about before that song started, was as time goes on, more and more sex workers feel empowered. We're using things like social media and the internet to actually get our voices out there, which is why we're doing a radio show as well. So making the most of all of the resources that are available to us. You are on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. If at any point you would like to interact with the program, you can do so by sending us a text message on 0427 569 949. You can also stay connected with us throughout the week by liking our Facebook page at facebook.com/sexworkerradio. And that's where a lot of these requests are coming from. So, yay! Thanks for everybody for listening. You're listening to Christian and I'm with Anastasia. Hi, Anastasia.
Hi.
We're going to continue listening to the voices of sex workers. Hooray! Because that's what we do here at the Vixen Hour. We're going to play Cora Vacua. We do play them quite a bit here at on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9, but you know, that's because we want to encourage sex workers to get their voices out there, and music is an amazing way to do that. So from one end of the world to the other, this is an electropop duo from Sydney, and this is their song Graveyard of Love. This is Cora Vacua on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
And you control it and you call the shots, and I always feel just great afterwards.
Yeah.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You're on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. And before those messages, we play Graveyard of Love by Cora Vacui, awesome electropunk duo from Sydney, one of which is an out and proud sex worker. Yay, we love that. But sex workers have been using sort of social media to produce their own music. And a couple of music videos made by sex workers who sort of parodied songs at the time to get a message across were posted when I asked about sex work and music. So this is something from Holly in Griffith, who does put out a few videos and has her own blog, The Naughty Corner. She took on the Ting Tings, That's Not My Name, and she wanted to express some frustration at people using the P word. So
it's quite brilliant.
This is Holly in Albury. We'll just play a snippet here. That was Holly in Albury. Oh, well, formerly Holly in Albury. She's now Holly in Griffith. Moves around. Putting out That's Not My Name, a parody by a sex worker. Hilarious.
And well said.
Yeah. Don't write effing name. Another parody that was made was by the Asia Pacific Network of Sex Worker Sex Workers. They wanted to speak out about the raid and rescue operations that were happening in Thailand and Cambodia that were sort of being pushed by anti-sex work activists. And so they put out this video to Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. It's called Bad Rehab. Hear a snippet right now.
Bad rah, rah. Somalia, Gaga, ooh la la. One and escape plan. You think I'm ugly, you think I'm deceived. You took me everything you knew, I'm not free. I want to leave. Leave, 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 I want to leave. I hate your dramas, you touched up your hand. They said they rescued, they set me, I want to leave. Leave, 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 want to leave.
That was Bad Rehab, or a snippet of Bad Rehab by the APNSW. We'll post links to those videos on our Facebook page, so you should like that Facebook page so you can follow them too. That's facebook.com/sexworkerradio. Yay. Oh, Anastasia, it has come to the end of the show.
The time has come.
The time has come. We have played so much. Well, we've played a lot of music, but from like a really broad range of genres.
In a big spectrum.
And a lot of different, I guess, approaches to music when you look at how music has treated sex work. So I want to thank everybody who posted on our Facebook page and posted on my Facebook page, because I did put the call out there about asking people what they thought on sex work and music. So to everybody who responded, there's like 40 people who responded to it. So from Lucian to Joseph to Holly, Eva, thank you for helping us out, Eva. Thank you all for participating. I can't get around to all of you, but yeah, you know who you are. On next week's show, we will be talking about sex positivity and sex and pleasure. It's going to be an awesome, fun show. Hooray! But to send us out, have you had fun tonight, Anastasia?
I have. Yay. It's been wonderful.
And thank you for stepping in. Anastasia was a sort of last-minute ring-in, so thank you for being flexible and available, and it's awesome to have you on our show again.
Not a problem. I'm quite flexible.
Yay! To send us out, I'm going to play a song that my boyfriend recommended, and that is The Candidate by David Bowie, and David Bowie's awesome, so I thought I would play him. This has been the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. We'll be back next Monday at 11 p.m. In the meantime, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/sexworkerradio. I've been Christian, and I've been joined by Anastasia. We'll catch you next week. Well, I'll catch you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
I'll make you a deal. Why like any other kind of day. You'll pretend we're walking home, cause your future's at stake. My set is amazing, it even smells like a street. There's a bar at the end where I could meet you and your friend. Someone scrawled on the wall, I saw the blood of the tree cutters, wrote up scandals in other bars. We're having so much fun with the poisonous people, spreading rumors and lies on stories they made up. Some make you sing and some make you scream. One makes you wish that you've never been seen. But there's a shop on the corner that's selling happier machete, making bulletproof faces, jolly massive cashes. When you get the one, boys, better hear this. So you scream out of line, I want you, I need you. Anyone out there, anytime. Trick whistling on the wine, say dirty, I want you. When it's good, it's really good. And when it's bad, I got it pieces. I want it. Boys, get it here, baby. Well, on the street where you live, I put the hole on my head. For I put all I had in another bed. On another floor, in the back of the car. In a cellar like a church with a door drawn.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.